You know, when I was a child growing up in Milwaukee, on the eve of St. Nicholas, we would put a stocking out, and the hope was that the next day we would receive candy or fruit or nuts or things, little sweet treats. And my favorite were the cherry cordials, the chocolate-covered cherries. I remember mentioning this last year when we talked about it, John, and one of our listeners sent me a couple boxes of cherry covered chocolate-covered cherries. So
wow.
It's really wonderful what a great community we have listening to Relevant Radio and to the Morning Air Show. But I think it's good for us to look into, you know, how this custom began. And St. Nicholas, as you said, was a 4th century bishop in what is Asia Minor, what we now call Turkey. And he was present at the Council of Nicaea, where we get the Nicene Creed that we recite every Sunday. And so he was an important figure in the early church and hammering out the doctrines that we hold fast to today. But the tradition of gift giving on his feast day comes from a legend, a tradition, a story that when he heard about a very poor man whose 3 daughters were not able to provide a dowry for getting married, St. Nicholas, in the dark of the night, tossed a bag of gold into their home through an open window 3 nights in a row. And this is where we get the tradition of St. Nicholas as a great figure of charity, but also as the gift giver. And so the bag of gold symbolized by a stocking filled with candy is a reminder this day of his great concern for those who were not as fortunate as he was, but also it's a reminder for us as we approach the gift-giving season of Christmas, that it's not about competing and not about getting, but it's about the tradition of giving and making one another happy through the gifts we give one another.
On this eve of St. Nicholas Day, how do you celebrate St. Nicholas Day in your family? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. How do you celebrate St. Nicholas Day in your family? What are some of the traditions that you have? Is it the chocolate-covered cherry cordials? Is it leaving the shoes out, putting a stocking up? 888-914-9149. Also, Father Kubicki, as we reflect on St. Nicholas, whose feast day is Friday, December 6th, we reflect on his charity and think about the ways that we can help those in real need in our lives this Christmas. And I bet we can probably think of, you know, 1, 2, 3, maybe more people in our immediate circle who really need our help.
That's right. You know, whether it's in our parish or within our family, I think it's a good reminder to us, not just, again, to put a stocking out hoping it'll be filled with good things, but also to think of how can I give good things to others who are in need. And so being mindful, whether it's through the St. Vincent de Paul Society, through our own parish, reaching out. But I think also, you know, I like to tell people that, you know, the greatest gift that we can give another person is the gift of our own time and attention. In many ways, it's easy to pass the bell ringer in front of a store, you know, collecting funds for the Salvation Army, and to throw in a few coins or a dollar bill or two. But it's another thing to spend time with someone who is maybe lonely or in need and to give them the gift of our time and attention. So it might be a good practice today as we anticipate the feast of St. Nicholas to consider, you know, how can I tomorrow perform a particular act of charity, whether it's giving a gift to someone or reaching out to someone in need or giving our time and attention to someone who we know doesn't have many people caring for them. So I think it's as we anticipate St. Nicholas to think not only about hanging the stocking out, but what gifts we might give to others in their need.